often working in partnership with other charities, not necessarily ones that support blind and partially sighted people, the charity Guide Dogs is continuing to push ahead with its long-standing Streets Ahead campaign, aimed at making all aspects of using the street environment safer and more pleasurable for all vision-impaired people, be they guide dog owners, long cane users, or neither. And as Chris Theobald, Guide Dog's public affairs officer, told us, their Streets Ahead campaign actually comprises several different initiatives.
The main areas at the moment are our work on campaign on pavement parking. The next one is our work to sort of tackle street clutter. And then finally, to improve the safety of roads. And the final one there is particularly addressing the problems with shared spaces and shared surfaces. We know cause a great deal of problems for people with sight loss. And I think the most prominent element of the campaign is our work on pavement parking.
Now, that is probably, of all of them, the one that people may have most problem with, because ultimately, it's not complicated, is it? Roads are for vehicles, pavements are for pedestrians, and never the twain should meet.
Precisely. And so in London, there's been a law on pavement parking since 1974. So essentially, you can't park on pavements unless the local authority makes a specific exemption and an allocated space. It's not perfect, but we do want the same for the rest of the country. So we're supporting a bill that would introduce such a law in England and Wales, obviously England outside of London. And then there's also another bill which we're supporting in the Scottish Parliament. And those are both progressing too at the moment.
Now, often when something is done in one place, I mean, be it the development of a new product or an initiative or a service or whatever, but if it's happening somewhere in the UK, it usually makes it a lot easier to kind of make the case and say, they're doing it there, why can't you do it there? Is the London model, bearing in mind it's been around for 40 years, something like that, why is it proving difficult to persuade Leeds and Edinburgh and Cardiff to follow suit?
Well, what we're calling for is a national law, because the powers that local authorities have at the moment are quite limited. They have to use quite technical procedures that are expensive. They have to consult on them, and then there's issues with signage. So that's why we're backing a national law. So it'd be much more simple. Everyone would understand it, and it would also be cheaper and effective. Essentially, it just reverses the presumption. At the moment, outside of London, you can park on pavements unless stipulated sort of otherwise. It's not very clear. The law is very complicated. Elements of it go back well over 150 years before the time of motor cars. So that's why we're calling for a national law to simplify it. And actually, local authorities really support us in this. And Guide Dogs commissioned a survey of councillors, and almost 80% of them backed a national law.
Apart from the odd driver who's got antisocial tendencies, is there anyone who doesn't back this? And therefore, out of that question comes the inevitable question, how long before things actually start to change? In other words, this legislation can actually be pushed through.
In terms of the support from the bill, we've welcomed support from all different political parties. We're working with almost 30 other charities on this. I think it's always going to be a question of people asking, quite rightly, about the implementation, about what costs it might involve, the practicalities of it. And also, as with all things in Westminster, in Parliament, there's only so much time they have to discuss issues. So that's why we're constantly going on and on about this subject. And we're also encouraging guide dog owners and other people affected to raise this with their Member of Parliament. That's the most effective way to get them on side.
You mentioned the other elements to Guide Dog Streets Ahead campaign, things like street clutter, dustbins, wheelie bins and A-boards, etc. Do you still want to push that forward? And are these elements all kind of interlinked, including the shared spaces?
Yes, in terms of a lot of the street clutter, the best way to challenge this is working with local authorities. So we've contacted local authorities to see who has licensing schemes, particularly for A-boards and street cafes, just to make sure that where there is space for them, they're not infringing on the pavement, to make sure they're appropriately located, and there's consistency, because that's the key thing. Sometimes just not knowing where there may be hazards in the street really prevents people from wanting to go into certain parts of their towns and cities. So that's where we work with local authorities. And there's also a lot of public awareness to challenge the problems of bins being left out and overgrown hedges. So it's a mixture of working with local authorities and also public awareness as well.
And you mentioned shared spaces. I mean, the problem caused by that I guess goes back to local authorities, designers and architects of the street environment these days.
Yes, certainly. We do work with individual local authorities, but what we're calling for is firm guidance from the Department for Transport. We believe that that's the best way forward, so, because at the moment local authorities do say that they don't exactly know what and what is not permissible. And in mid-October there was a debate on shared services, which had cross-party support, and it was led by Lord Holmes, who is a guide dog owning peer, and now we've also got David Blunkett, who has joined the House of Lords as well. They asked the government when the guidance on shared services will be reviewed, and the government has promised to get back to them. So we'll be monitoring the situation and ensuring that any guidance that is produced is appropriate and make sure that the streets are safe and include controlled crossings and clearly marked curbs and pavements, etc.
Now, if you feel inclined to support the introduction of pavement parking legislation and you live in England or Wales, you can do this by writing to your local lead cabinet member for transport and asking them to add their support to the campaign. Lead cabinet members are authorised by the government cabinet to make certain decisions within their areas of special responsibility. If you live in Scotland, you can write to your MSP to tell them exactly why you personally want to end pavement parking, as they consider the footway parking and double parking bill. And as we heard, if you live in Greater London, you need do nothing at all, as you already have legislation that restricts pavement parking. And wherever you live, if you would like to let guide dogs know about a specific problem with using public pavements that maybe you've come across on a regular basis, you can always talk to them locally to where you live, as the charity has regional teams with engagement officers around the UK. Alternatively, you can phone their central campaigns team on 0800 028 4348, or you can email them at campaigns@guidedogs.org.uk.